We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Montana State Athletics Bobcat Insider Podcast. This is your home for all things Montana State Athletics.
Well, hello and welcome to the Bobcat Insider, the official podcast of Montana State Athletics. I'm your host, Zach Mackey. Our thanks goes out to the Rocking R Bar that continues to be a great sponsor of Montana State Athletics and the official sponsor of the Bobcat Insider Podcast. We thank you for listening, whether you may be on MSUBobcats.com, iTunes, Stitcher. You can go ahead and get on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and TuneIn. Many different options for you to go ahead and subscribe and listen. We're going to be doing things a little bit different on the Bobcat Insider throughout this season. We'll have more of those interviews that so many of you like, the sit-down talks with Dan Davies this week, and we'll talk to different people in the media realm, as well as those players and coaches from Montana State Athletics, to get their take on what has been an absolute crazy offseason. Me and Dan will dive into it a little bit more, but there have been many ups and downs, starts and stops, and there's still a lot to be desired and determined with just a couple of weeks until we are scheduled right now to get things started and underway. We'd also like to remind you that you can show your Bobcat spirit, wear blue and gold work day, game day, every day. Find out where to purchase Bobcat gear at montana.edu/Bobcat Spirit. Also, in the Northwest region, Montana State University is the top producer of Goldwater Scholars, a prestigious national scholarship for math and science. Find out more at montana.edu. Well, it seems like as we record this on a Saturday, it's going to be put out on Tuesday out to Bobcat Nation. Things continue to just change by the minute. And right now, the Big Sky Conference President's Council has approved delaying the first date of competition for Olympic sports during the fall 2020 season. That affects soccer, volleyball, men's and women's cross country. They will not start until Friday, September 18th. Now, men's and women's tennis, softball, men's and women's golf, all in the Big Sky will be able to start up on Monday, September 14th. Now, this decision does not hinder football right now. That is going to be assessed at a later date, the release says. So we'll keep our eyes peeled as, again, things continue to change, and they've changed throughout the offseason. Without a spring ball, we talk about this with Dan, and not only without spring, but with a quarterback battle again with a new quarterback coach. You've got a new offensive coordinator, a lot of new different pieces trying to fit in here without a lot of an offseason. This summer has been up and down at times. They've got the wheels going and then had to slow it down at times. But as it sits right now, camp from the NCAA is scheduled to start on August 7th. That's right around the corner when you look at it. So decisions are going to have to be made here in the future. And they have said that they are going to be coming out here shortly. We had virtual media day for the Big Sky, a little bit different to see it all online. And what came out of there is that the Bobcats are picked to finish third from the coaches and media in the Big Sky Conference this year. Weber State is the favorite in the league, and Montana was picked to finish second. The offensive MVP was Eric Berry out of Eastern Washington, their quarterback behind center. And on the defensive side, Jace Lewis, the Montana linebacker, getting the defensive MVP. There were a couple of Montana State guys on there, though, and of course, right up front, offensive lineman Lewis Kidd and another offensive lineman, Taylor Tuiasosopo, both picked as all-conference selections in the Big Sky Conference right now. And those two guys coming back on an offensive line that was really sharp last year and looking to continue to have a really nice year this year. Had a great conversation with Hall of Famer Dan Davies, as Dan is just like us, awaiting that football season that we're hoping is right around the corner. Here's a listen in with Hall of Famer Dan Davies. And now we welcome in Dan Davies here to the Bobcat Insider. Dan Davies, a Hall of Famer for Montana State, played and coached, of course, as everyone knows. Dan, thanks so much, and good to be able to talk with you today.
Yeah, we're talking at a distance here, because I haven't seen you here for a while, Zach. But, yeah, it's great to start talking a little bit more detail about football and hopefully this 2020 football season.
Yeah, as we talk about the football season, there's still so much to be determined and different things to be. It's been such a limbo kind of all throughout, obviously, with everything going on throughout everywhere, not just Montana. But, you know, the up and down of the back and forth, I know Coach Cho talked about this on the media day, it's got to be hard on not only, you know, people around the area, but it's hard on the student athletes who get, all of a sudden you get some good news and then it seems like some bad news comes along and then you get good news. It's been such kind of a roller coaster of back and forth, it seems like, throughout this entire quarantine kind of period since March.
Yeah, I mean, I've described it as we're on the slickest ice skating rink that's out there with slippery shoes on, and it's just really tough to get any footing to go in any definite direction. And I don't think it's anybody's fault. I just think the landscape is just changing so rapidly, and the people that are making these decisions, you know, at every level, from, you know, the presidential all the way down to the governor, to county officials, city officials, Big Sky officials, NCAA. I mean, there's so many levels of things that have to approval, the process and so forth. And it just varies from county to county to state to state. And it's just a real difficult time. And that's, I'm overstating the obvious, but it is crazy to deal with it. And you're right, Zach, the student athletes, the uncertainty that they're facing, as well as the coaches, is unprecedented.
Yeah, we record this on a Saturday, and it's almost as if we're going to put this out on Tuesday, that you're not sure what is going to drop in that time period. It seems like every single day, new information comes out, new things are turned, things are changed, and of course, it will continue to do that until we get to the eventual start, when we're able to start, or how things are going to go about throughout the fall. There's still so much to be determined with the fall. One thing we do know is that there was no spring ball this year, no opportunity for the Bobcats to get out there. I know that's a time that Coach Choate likes to be able to kind of see what he's got a little bit, an opportunity to put some new things in. And, Dan, what are maybe some of the challenges you see with this group with not getting that entire spring in? Almost had to basically skip an off season, and they've had a little bit of a different summer than over the last couple of years. But that spring ball, none of it to be played this year.
Yeah, it's really unusual. Hasn't happened that I know of in modern history that spring ball has even been canceled. But it really affects the ability for the new coaches that have come in, Justin Udy, the offensive coordinator, and running back coach Jimmy Veal. They started meetings and so forth in the spring, but never did get out on the field. So they, it's kind of unknown commodities on both sides. And they've been meeting virtually, you know, essentially all spring and, you know, into the summers, and now the workouts have started. That's the tough part. You just don't have a feel. And when you, as a coach, you want to be able to look that kid in the eye and, you know, see what they're feeling and kind of what's going through their mind and how they process the information that the coaches are trying to give them. And likewise for the players to deal with coaches, you know, they don't know what to expect or what the pace of play is, or, you know, what the, you know, the mode of practice, those types of things. So those are all elements that have yet to be determined when you have a new coaching staff, new players coming in, you know, some transfer kids that came in January. It's a lot of unknowns. So it's going to be fast tracked here once football gets going on the practice field on a regular fall camp basis.
Yeah, there's always a lot of turnover, it seems like, throughout FCS football. You talked about it, Justin Udy coming in as the offensive coordinator and quarterback coach for Montana State. He comes from Texas Tech, joined to the staff throughout the offseason. And it seems like those spring practices, if there's any coach that can get the most out of it or anyone who can implement new things, it's a lot of times the offensive coordinator. And with a brand new offensive coordinator, and that, like you said, it's going to prevent, or it's going to put a lot of challenges out there for the first year offensive coordinator for Montana State, Justin Udy. Some of those new staff guys, a lot of different transfers and different things we're going to see, and we're going to see for the first time in the fall when camp hopefully is able to start up. That again is scheduled for August 7th as of right now, but things have continued to change all throughout the summer workouts. Then you get into the summer, and I know Coach Choate has talked about that's one of the things maybe that's changed a lot over the course of the last couple of years, how much these guys do in the summer and are allowed to do in the summer. And while they kind of started up with a little bit of voluntary activities that had to be slowed down a little bit, then started back up, it's been not the typical summer that these guys are used to, too, where they're in the heart of these workouts, getting full-blown workouts in throughout the entire summer months too.
Yeah, it's football has become, you know, a 12-month situation for not only the, well, it's always been for the coaches, but for the athletes and the football players themselves. Used to be, you could report in August and play the season, and then you winter condition, lift weights, you know, in the wintertime, have spring football, and then the kids would go home and, you know, get jobs and come back and start it all over again. That's not the case. That's the way it was a long, long time ago, Zach. But this right now, I mean, they come back. They essentially have, on a regular year, you'd have essentially the month of May off for the student-athletes, and they come back in June, summer school, conditioning, and continue practice. So there's been a big void here in terms of what's currently going on in the last few years with the football players actually being off campus that long period of time from essentially middle of March till the start of summer.
And I guess one of the only positives, if you look at it from that way, is that everyone's going through it. Every one of the country is in the same boat. It's not just a Montana State thing. It's not just, you know, an area thing. It's an entire country thing. So a lot of challenges for everybody to be able to get football up and moving. Of course, we'll keep our eyes posted on all of that coming up. While there's been a little bit of a different offseason for everybody involved, we've got some new news coming up, too. I know that, Dan, you're going to be joining myself up at the booth. It's going to be me and you throughout this year for Bobcat Games on the radio and that. We're excited to get you back where you were, up in the booth and that, and a little bit of a different view than the sidelines where you've been the last couple of years.
Sorry, Zach, you couldn't get rid of me. The thing, you know, when we started talking about this, you know, not that long ago about, you know, getting back up in the booth is that I don't have to have as many weather-resistant clothes that I had to have on the last couple of years. But the sideline is an exciting place to be. And, you know, as a former coach, it's the worst place to watch a football game. You can't really see what you need to see to, you know, to make adjustments and so forth. I mean, obviously a lot of coaches do, but when you're up in the booth, you just get to see the whole picture. You get to see plays develop, and I'm excited about that part to get back up in the booth.
You've been down on the sidelines now for the last couple of seasons a little bit. What's one of those coldest games you can think of patrolling down on the sidelines? I mean, there's been a couple of them.
Yeah, I think actually one of the coldest games was in September when we played NAU last year. That was a miserable, windy day, and gosh, I was excited to get back up into the booth after the game for the post game celebration up there and the post game comments on the radio. But yeah, obviously you have the snow and so forth and whatever, but man, the game goes by pretty darn fast, and you really don't worry about the elements too much.
Yeah, so we're excited for that, myself and Dan, throughout the season. Again, a lot of question marks, but we know if there are games, we'll have them on the Bobcat Radio Network. You might be getting a little bit of a workout in, from what I hear, running down to get an interview and then running back up and then down again. It's going to be up and down those stairs. That's quite the task.
Yeah, we'll have to see. I'm continuing my workout routine, which these days and age is just walking a lot. So I'll be able to handle it. I'll be able to do it.
They just got done with Virtual Media Day the last couple of days now as we record this on Saturday. Chance for all the coaches in the Big Sky, different players, to be able to talk as well about the upcoming season. It's a first, too. Virtual, it's a little bit different how advanced I feel like in the last 6 months this virus has almost made everybody. Who would have thought that a virtual media day was even something you could do last couple of months ago, and now it went off without a hitch and everything. But it's just, it's crazy how people continue to adapt to the situation and continue to change to whatever is going to make it better. It was a little bit different to see everybody on screen in their own places, kind of coming together online, wasn't it, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, just to focus a little bit more back on the virtual thing, there's everybody in the United States had to deal probably with a virtual thing at some point with when things slowed down in March and tried to do things from home. But even an old guy like me was able to adapt to a little bit and partake in a lot of virtual and Zoom meetings and those types of things. But I think that's going to be something that we're going to see more of. I mean, it was very effective. You don't get to see people one-on-one and, you know, interact that type of way, but you can certainly get the information out there. When you can do a one-on-one interview virtually and essentially have the same type of thing. But you miss the camaraderie of those types of things when you do have the media days all together. But this was effective, and, you know, the media is going to get the information that they're actually looking for. So
yeah,
I think we're going to be able to see that more often.
Yeah, Coach Choate was able to talk. It's just I don't know if everyone knew how much Skype was going to blow up and all those different services that provide you virtual to be able to meet with so many people. One of the things that came right out of the gates there was who's favored, who's picked where throughout the league. It was Weber State. It was picked number one. Montana was picked second. Montana State coming in at third. These are all, of course, in the preseason polls, and not a lot of coaches or players put a ton of stock into those. But as you're coming in, one thing that is really relevant is you look at Montana State's schedule as it sits right now. You got to go to Weber State, to Montana. Those are two of the top teams. This schedule this year, just in the Big Sky alone, is going to be one of the more difficult schedules this season.
Yeah, it will be. And as you said, Jack, it remains to be seen how it's all going to play out. I think everybody's got to be ready to adjust the schedules accordingly. And as we talked about, you know, where the hot spots are going to be and where you can go and where you can't go and all that being said, but you're right. Those are tough games. And the Bobcats are also scheduled to go to play at Eastern Washington on their brand new red turf that's just being installed right now. So yeah, it's a tough schedule. No question about it as it lines up right now.
What did you think, Dan, about, you know, Weber State being the favorite coming back? They've got a lot of the tank coming up. Montana has got a lot of kids coming back from a season ago, 1-2. Did you like how it stacked out? Was it maybe in agreement with you, or would you have changed a few things?
No, I think it's about the probably the way it should be. I defer back to, you know, some of the coaches and the players and so forth. It's way more important to be ranked that way at the end of the year.
Right.
But it creates a lot of a buzz and things for people to talk about. And but yeah, you know, Weber State deserves to be there. I mean, they've you know, they went deep in the playoffs too. And Montana's always tough. They got a lot of guys coming back too. So, but you know, when you're picked number one, you have the big target on your back every week. And but everybody knows, you know, the top half of the conference, it's going to be pretty solid.
Always is throughout the Big Sky. A battle last year for a conference championship, and you got to imagine with all those teams hungry without an off season, they're going to go right on in and ready to put it all out on the table. Some of those guys, though, who got all conference selection, Lewis Kidd and Taylor Tuiasosopo for Montana State, two guys up on that offensive line. If there is one positive and one thing that this team already is going to be known for, it's got to be that offensive line. Four of the five starters coming back. This is a veteran group. This is a big group when you look at just mere size in that. Up front, I'm telling you, if you're going to be the quarterback or you're going to be in that backfield, you got to be really excited with what Montana State has up front blocking for you.
Yeah, and you know as well as I do, I've been around for a couple of years, you know that's the bread and butter for Coach Choate. That's the way he wants to operate. He wants to dominate the line of scrimmage, and to having those veterans come back, I think there's actually six guys coming back that have at least started one game at Montana State in the offensive line. And when you talk about the running game, you also got to talk about the tight ends and how important they are in that run scheme. So yeah, those the group coming back, if you have four out of five starters coming back after a successful rushing season a year ago, you've got to feel pretty good.
Yeah, I liked one of the comments that Coach Choate said with this offensive line. I think somebody was asking him about this upcoming season. What are you going to do to, you know, be able to get another one against Montana? And he said, we're going to run the ball, we're going to run the ball, and then we're going to run the ball. And that's kind of been the way that they've been. Anyone who obviously has seen or been a part of Montana State over the course of the last couple of years, it has been a run fest. A lot of those times they'll get into the air at times too if need to. But up front, going to be solid for sure. You lose a guy like Mitch Brott, but yet you've got so many of those guys with experience coming back, like Dan said, and the ability to still throw guys in there that that have game-like experience already. And a couple of guys that have game-like experience also, we'll talk about that quarterback battle. We're going to have another one. Tucker Rovick, Casey Bowman, Matt McKay, all those guys coming back. Matt McKay coming and joining the program from NC State. Got a couple of wins there at NC State. Now coming down to Montana State, or coming across it is to Montana State, to get a chance now to play. We spent so much of last fall talking about a quarterback battle, and it was a good one between Tucker Rovick, Casey Bowman. We saw both of them get game-like experience, and it seems like, Dan, it's never settled. Yet again, we're going to be talking and looking a lot throughout the fall at that quarterback battle and exactly who's going to be the one to come across the finish line.
This, Zach, is probably one of the areas that will be felt as a void without having spring ball, not having those guys in the huddle, you know, working with the offensive line and working with the rest of the offense, trying to get their turns, timing with the receivers, that type of thing. So that's going to be a situation that spring ball would have really helped these three guys, Casey and Tucker and now Matt McKay, to be in there. And you throw in the offensive coordinator, Justin Udy, being new, and quarterback coach. But the thing that really sticks in my mind is, even though, you know, the Bobcats really haven't settled on a quarterback for, you know, it's essentially the last couple of years, how successful they've been being even able to interchange those quarterbacks. And I mean, you remember we threw Troy Anderson in there back there just as a change of pace type thing. But the fact that the Bobcat offense has been able to run the football as well as they have, interchanging the quarterbacks, is a positive.
I think the interesting part, too, about this battle that may be a little bit different, Tucker Rovick and Casey Bowman, both are a lot alike. Their pocket, you know, they're going to stay in that pocket pressure. They're, again, big, tall, strong guys. And Matt McKay seems, from everything we've seen, to play a little bit of a different game. He uses those feet, stretches the field a little bit more, and it's interesting because, like you said, you've got three guys right now that have won games. You got Troy Anderson, who's won games at quarterback two for Montana State. It's not very often that you got a group like this, but the interesting part, I think, between all these guys is it shows you how many different ways you can play quarterback. Every single one of those guys, whether it be Troy Anderson, Matt McKay, Tucker Rovig, and Casey Ballman, all play in a little bit of a different way, the way that position is meant to be played.
Well, that's evident with, Travis Johnson. We don't want to forget
right.
about how many snaps he took at quarterback last year. And, of course, he didn't throw it very much, but he was able to run the football and keep people honest, where you essentially have a quarterback that's a run threat every play. You actually pick up an extra blocker because you can have 10 guys blocking for you, whether if it's a quarterback that doesn't run, he hands off, and now you only got 9 guys in front of you. So, it's an interchangeable thing, and I know it'd be, in a perfect world, you like to say, hey, this is our quarterback, and there's no doubts about it, but Coach Choate has always talked about competition. You just make each other better.
Yeah, it's exactly what Coach Choate said in that media day, creating competition has not shied away from that. Another thing that Montana State seems to have been able to do, especially last year over the course of when this coaching staff's been there, is get the ball in the hand of playmakers. They're not afraid to put somebody like a Troy Anderson at quarterback or throw him in the backfield, or just a Travis Johnson was, like you said, the perfect example of that last year. It doesn't really matter who's got the ball. It's not an I or me thing. It's more of a this is a playmaker type of thing, who can make the best play right now, which is kind of interesting. You don't see that a lot in college football right now.
No. From an offensive standpoint, though, when you do have various weapons to get the ball to, it creates a tremendous pressure and strain on defenses because it takes so much prep time that, hey, we got to be ready for this look. We've got to be ready for when that guy's in there. And you only have so many, minutes or hours in a day to practice. And so that kind of dilutes your defensive practice as you're preparing for the Bobcats if you've got that many weapons to have to defend.
How about now, too, Dan, the defensive side of the ball? There was a lockdown type of defense out of Montana State throughout last season. A lot of that right at the front level, right at the defensive line, a lot of guys getting some good minutes who just continue to excel, be in the backfield constantly. But that's going to be the area that a lot of people are looking to. What's going to happen on that defensive line? There's still a lot of question marks to happen. But what's kind of your take on the defensive line there for Montana State this season?
Yeah, it's there are a lot of guys that left or graduated for the Bobcats, but Amandre Williams and Chase Benson are probably the two leading guys on the defensive front that will have to develop into leadership roles and bring those younger guys along.
One of the real interesting points too that we found out throughout the offseason, Troy Anderson. Supposed to have surgery throughout the spring. That got pushed back with everything going down with the coronavirus. The elective surgeries got pushed back. Troy right now is not scheduled he's scheduled to redshirt, Coach Choate said, throughout the fall this year. And it's kind of a blow to that defense. Obviously, anytime you take an All-American off your defensive side of the ball, you're going to feel that.
Yeah, there's no question that Troy Anderson's one of the top players in the Big Sky Conference, and he's a threat whether he's on the offensive side of the ball or defensive side of the ball. But, the Bobcats got through the playoffs, as deep as they did without him towards the end. He was just banged up so much. And not that you want to get used to not playing with Troy, but there's a lot of guys that stepped up. And when Troy's not in the lineup, someone's got to do that. And it'll be very interesting to see who that next All-American is going to be when they get their number called.
Dan, you've been around this program growing up as a player, as a coach, now as an administrator, a broadcaster with us as well. Have you ever seen a group that's had to maybe overcome as much adversity as this group right now with not having a spring, with so much in question of will there be a fall season, will there be a spring season of are you starting up? Are you slowing down exactly? I mean, have you ever seen a group have to go through things like this?
Well, no one has gone through anything like this. So it would be hard to compare, to come up with a comparison that would be like the situation. You know, every year there's programs that go through different things. I mean, tragedies happen, and all kinds of different variables happen year in and year out. But this is by far the most, you know, I won't say devastating, but I mean, this is a life changing event. And I talked to people, you know, around our office, younger people, and I said, you're going to be able to tell your grandkids what it was like in 2020. And, you know, you don't make those statements very often, but this is going to be one of those events that are, it's going to be a notch in American history and world history on when, you know, in 2020, this occurred, and this is what happened, and we lived through it, and we're going to get through it. And it's a time like no other.
A lot of people hoping for football and hoping that's going to be sooner rather than later. As you look at, you know, the Montana State team, where they sit coming off a fantastic season last year into this year, what's maybe one thing you're looking forward to with this team, an area that you're going to watch, an area that you're interested to see how it plays out, maybe just one area or one thing?
Well, I think it's going to be how the voids on the defensive side get filled and who's going to step up. Because as we talked about just a few minutes ago, you know, with the defensive line, some key guys being gone and some linebacker spots that are going to be, you know, some competition created there. Coach Schilt, you know, builds his football team around defense and toughness and being able to stop the run, as well as being able to run the football. So those are always the elements, you know, in the trenches that to steal old cliches, whoever wins the battle of the trenches has a real good chance to win the football game. That's going to be real interesting, Zach, for me.
Right. I always think it's so interesting, too, Dan. You know, you've been at Montana State for so long, and you've been a part of those national championship teams. What, to get your take, what made those teams, those national championship teams, what made them so special and made them be able to get to that next level and win a national title?
I think it starts with your team's makeup and the leadership that you get guys that, you know, put it on the line every day at practice, every day at, and, you know, during games, and they have the ability to lead and to get people to buy in. And it, you know, obviously it takes great coaches and so forth too. It starts with the head coach, whether it's Sonny Holland or Dave Arnold or even Jeff Choate, from the standpoint to get the right people in the right situations. But it always, you know, you talk about the captains and the leadership that they provide the football team. And some people are vocal captains and vocal leaders, and some people do it with their actions. And it takes a mix of those two types of things. But I think it's a leadership on the football team. It doesn't have to be the seniors, but whoever steps into those leadership roles, generally the upperclassmen, that take the team on their back and say, hey, let's go do this. And not only do they, you know, they walk or talk the talk, but they walk the walk. And great leaders are what make really good football teams.
Dan, just kind of jumping around a bit, but how interesting, this is just looking at it, you know, people have said this, there's no insight to it whatsoever, but how weird would it be if you were in Bobcat Stadium, a touchdown happens, and it's dead quiet. It's only the people out there on the field and that. How weird could that be in a Bobcat Stadium like that?
Well, with Major League Baseball starting yesterday, there was a lot of empty seats in those stadiums. And, it will be surreal. It'll be a good thing from the fact that we are playing football. It'll be weird beyond especially at a noisy stadium like we have at Bobcat Stadium with the great fans and so forth, whether it's reduced capacity or zero capacity, that would be, say, you know, hard to describe what it's going to be like. But it'll be like a spring scrimmage, so to speak, without any fans there. But I hope we're at that point, and I hope Zach, you're calling a lot of touchdowns for Bobcat football this coming season.
Yeah, it'd be a weird deal. I think it's almost weirder too for. Montana State, some of those other bigger FCS schools that get the 20,000 people into Bobcat Stadium, you know, we go on those road trips, and sometimes it wouldn't be too different if nobody was in there. But you definitely feel it. That's what makes Bozeman special and makes Montana special over the last couple of years. Dan, looks like we kind of ran through it a little bit here today. Anything else you have to add?
No, Zach, I just hope you and your family are staying safe, and can't wait to get you back to Bozeman, and we'll get the season rolling.
I look forward to it. Hopefully we're getting it going here soon. Thanks, Dan. Well, still so many questions out there as to how the football season will look and exactly when it will be. Hopefully, we're going to be getting some of those answers in the near future. The guys itching to get back out there and inside Bobcat Stadium and hoping they get the chance to be able to do so this fall. The Rocking Arbor, great friend of the Bobcats, and thank you for sponsoring our Bobcat Insider podcast. We'll have them all throughout the fall getting you set and ready for Bobcat Athletics as soon and when those do get played. Montana State University is Trout U, a leader in fisheries research and education. Celebrate your passion for trout and the rivers of Southwest Montana by wearing Trout U gear. Montana.edu/TroutU. Also, as Montana's land-grant university, Montana State University integrates education, creation of knowledge, and art and service to communities. Find out more at montana.edu. Again, thanks so much for joining us on the Bobcat Insider. There's so many ways each and every week you're able to subscribe and continue to hear our Bobcat podcast, whether it be on MSUBobcats.com, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Play, or the TuneIn app. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. I'm Zach Mackey saying so long till next time.
You've been listening to the Bobcat Insider. Be sure to stay up to date with all things Montana State Athletics by visiting MSUBobcats.com and by following the Cats on social media on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle MSUBobcats. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Bobcats Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.